96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Wait, do you understand that Peter has a family? Did you not know that?
I knew that Peter had a son, Jameson. I did not know about Cass up until 3 months ago.
Let's just use your basic common sense here. A man with children, with a woman that he lives with. How do you think that it's remotely possible that we're living together as a roommate situation when you know that we have children? Did you think those kids are immaculate conception and he's helping out?
Well, let me say this. Like, I'm going to tell you exactly what he told me, which is I'm still there for the sake of the kids.
You can't tell me that you have no idea.
I really feel bad. I feel guilty knowing what I know now.
You may recognize Love and Hip Hop's Tara and Amina in a love triangle with Pete Guns. At best, it is an uncomfortable situation. At worst, it can get violent. But this isn't just the stuff of reality TV. It happens. And when it does, we're asking tonight, is it ever okay to confront the other woman? My guests are Dr. Sharon Allison Adi, also known as Dr. Sharon, health advocate and relationship expert, and Savannah Overton, media and diversity consultant. Also, we want to hear from our listeners tonight. Lines are open. What do you think? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you, ladies, for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's going to be messy, but let's just get into it anyway. Okay, Dr. Sharon, love triangle, it's not just reality TV. Yes, it does happen. Mm-hmm. What's your advice to the main woman mm-hmm. in reference to the other woman? Is it ever okay to call the other woman?
It's never okay. That's it, and that's all.
Okay,
it's not
we're
the
done.
Issue. That's it. End of, end of the show.
Happy weekend, everybody.
Never, never okay. You confront your man that you're in a relationship with. Don't confront the other woman.
Okay.
Period.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
Well, why would you? The person that you have, either if you're married, you have a legal document tying you together, or your boyfriend, your boo, or whoever, that's who you have the relationship with. He is the one that stepped up. I get sick of women now blaming other women for taking a man. You cannot take a man. He's tooken, and that's not even proper English.
He's
but
tooken.
He's tooken just because he wants to be taken. And so it's not the other woman's fault.
Okay, so Savannah, your thoughts?
I definitely agree, and thank you so much for having me here
sure.
tonight. You know, we, in the context of reality television, you got to understand that these things are always heightened, and what happens is that we learn from what we see. So we see these confrontations happening on television, and we think that's what we're supposed to do because mm-hmm. we see it, but we're only seeing it because we all get hyped up and want to talk about it and tweet about it. But the reality of the situation is exactly what Dr. Sharon is saying, is that you go and have a conversation between you and your other partner, whoever it is, because the problem is not going to be solved by a third party that is only there on the outskirts. The dynamic of the relationship is between these two individuals, and there's no need to sort of involve or interject. That's really just to dramatize and, frankly, escalate the situation.
But certainly, Savannah, and I agree, because there were no love triangles before reality TV. and reality TV and media is the cause of all of our moral shortcomings, and we're done again. I mean, come on now. You can't blame it on, you know, these kinds of shows, whether it's Love and Hip Hop or Housewives or Peyton Place. These things are a reflection of our society.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they exist in Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they mm-hmm. exist, you know, they're timeless. They exist in the Bible. You know, we're looking at things that happen.
Lord, Leia.
You know,
Leia. Wasn't it Leia?
And, you know, we have to, the problem is that, again, we're looking for teachers, right? When these things happen, they hurt, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're looking for ways to solve it. And oftentimes, because of how communication exists, we're looking at speaking to our friends, speaking to our pastors, or speaking, you know, to society in general. And how that happens most of the time now is via media. We look for our lessons and our ways to respond to activities that happen in the world based on what we see in media, whether it's what we hear now tonight or what we see on television tomorrow.
But hold on, though, because, I'm sitting in a room with very, very intelligent, well-educated, rational women who would never be as emotional and as visceral as
That's not true.
Not even
that's not true.
Yes, and that's my point.
That's not true. But the issue is this, and let's just keep it plain. If your man is stepping out, if he's stepping out, you need to deal with him, and you're not going to have a rational discussion. And I have friends who are intelligent, beautiful, all that, that not only is their man stepping out, they are paying the bills. So they are bringing home the bacon, cooking it, all that, and you got a man cheating on you. You crazy. You need help.
Whether she's paying the bills or he's paying the bills, you know, that it doesn't, if he's paying the bills, it doesn't give him a right to do that either.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, what to you, and what I said to my friend, what is it that you are getting out of this relationship that's so wonderful that you now want to call the girlfriend, hire a private detective for the girlfriend, all of that, and the girlfriend is with your man, and when you do confront her, she told you, I can be with him anytime I want to be. So now your feelings are hurt, because it's the truth.
What indeed are they getting? I'd like to hear from someone who may have been on the other end of one of those phone calls. Our lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Holly, calling from Northeast. What's
on
your mind?
Hi, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I have been one of those women who was on the other end of that phone call.
Okay.
My brother is a world renowned, famous Grammy artist who was on the road, and the security detail, was with them, and my number was on the outbound log of one of the security detail folks. And a girlfriend of the security detail guy was snooping in his phone and found my number, and she thought I was the other woman. But when she called me and I said, oh, yeah, Mustafa, he works for my family, I didn't want to give her details about me because I didn't know who she was.
Right.
But I tried to explain to her. I said, no. You know, he works for my family, and you got the wrong idea. And I kept hanging up, and she would call back. And it wasn't until I gave her a really crude lie, saying, look, don't call my phone anymore, and then told her something she really didn't want to hear, then she stopped calling. But what I also tried to tell her was, look, don't do that. Deal with him. Don't ever call the other woman. Like the previous caller just stated, the other woman is, you have a contract with your man, and the other woman is not going to tell you anything that's going to give you any amount of security.
Oh, interesting, Holly. Thank you so much. And this you know, comes back to, you know, the question, what, you know, why call her? Because, again, while we have these wonderful, intellectual, rational people here, and you say don't do it, and every one of your rational, intellectual friends says don't do it until they get a man that they fall in love with and they are emotionally tied to, and then all of a sudden, they're not just calling the other woman, they're hanging out and slashing tires and doing all that other stuff. I need to take a break. When we come back, more of this conversation. Is it ever okay to confront the other woman? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. We are talking about one simple question. Is it ever a good idea to contact the other woman? Love triangles. How do you deal with it? What is behind it? Of course, my guests are Dr. Sharon Allison Oddie, you know her as Dr. Sharon, health advocate and relationship expert, and Savannah Overton, a media and diversity consultant. Lines are still open. If you can't get through, I promise, keep trying. I will get to your phone calls at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. A quick statistic or two. Estimated 30 to 60% of all married couples in the United States will engage in infidelity at some point during their marriage. Research consistently shows that 2 to 3% of all children are products of infidelity, love children, as they are, you know, often called. So, why, if the respectable, intellectual women say, no, I would never do that, turn into Mr. Hyde from Dr. Jekyll when this happens? Is he really worth it? Is he doing it right from all all perspectives, where you are just, you know, hanging on to his ankles? What, Savannah, why is that? Why do you think that's the case?
I think we have to be frank and honest with ourselves and look at the theoretical foundations for what this means, right? Because if we look at women in this country, and I hope I don't sound too philosophical, but we're fed the Disney story, right? The princess, you have this beautiful marriage and, you know, it's
happily ever after,
yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. We're sold that story, and then we are placed, you know, in opposition with other women, and so we're now competitive, and so we're looking for, especially particularly me being an African American woman, I've always heard that, well, successful Black women don't get married, successful Black women, you know, don't get families because, you know, men don't know how to deal with you at that particular stage, right? On and on and on. So then we get to the point where, okay, we're fighting each other. I frankly am starting to think that it's not really about the man at all. It's about, this is mine. We become territorial, and we want to make sure that what is mine is kept in my house, and not, you are not to come into my house and steal what I have. And then again, it goes back to being competitive with other women, which is particularly why we don't address it with the man. We'll then step out and then address it with the woman.
Dr. Sharon.
Yes, I think actually that women are sometimes afraid to address the other man, because if I now address the other man, all of my anger, and you are the reason why you're stepping out, then what happens when I now go back to you? I counsel women all the time. You choose. Because the worst thing a woman can do is to walk away from a good relationship with infidelity, and people will fall out about this, and it needs work. But you really want to be there. So I challenge women to say, what is it you want? Now you work at that. Now, you go to the other woman because you want to ask that three little word, those three little word letters. Why? Why did he go to her? What does she have that I don't have? I don't care how mad you are or what the reason why you're contacting her is to find out why.
Interesting. Well, we are going to go to the phone lines in just a bit, but I first need to take a break. Eugene, Benita, Kim, Miss Bird, Yvette, please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Phone number 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation on Sirius XM in just a moment.